You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Throwback music, Mark. Oh, so that's how our Thursday's going to go. All right. Curveball out of left field. It's okay. We will rise above it. Welcome in to the Gym Class here on KGYM. Great to have you aboard on this Thursday edition of the program. We are presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union. You can boost your financial well-being by going to DuPaco.com. Simply do that or just stop by one of their locations throughout the corridor and let them know that everybody at KGYM sent you. Good show coming up for you. Talk about the news of the day. Take a look at a big announcement. The FedEx Cup playoffs are underway, and we're going to talk about some college football with our topic today. We're going to do that on the program as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour. 319-366-1600. That is a text line. Phone line available as well. That is 319-366-1600. And thank you very much for tuning in on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, as well as the KGYM radio stream. Also, KGYM mobile app, and you can always listen in on your smart speaker. As we will be off, Mark will be off tomorrow, and we'll be back full force, 5 shows, football, high school edition getting underway. In earnest, next week we have a handful of week zero games tomorrow night, as the as per usual. But for the most part, everybody gets started next week. A few week zero college games next week, and then everyone in earnest getting started as far as the Labor Day weekend is concerned. Mark, good afternoon. How are you today?
Excellent, Scott. Hope you are as well.
Not bad, except for I played the wrong theme.
That's okay. Perhaps no one would have noticed except you spilled the beans.
I know. And, you know, transparency as far as this is concerned. I'm thrown off by the fact that I may have to go home now and go through all of my Topps baseball cards because we do have breaking news to start the program with today. And, well, it's not good news. It's the ending of an era, if you will. And that is the fact that the Topps Trading Company no longer is going to be making baseball cards. That announcement coming just a little bit ago. And the specifics are still coming out, but baseball, Major League Baseball, has a interest in a new. I don't know if it's new. I must admit, I have not been collecting baseball cards probably for the last decade plus. These are cards from my youth. I don't know if there are a few that are valuable in there, but there are a lot of them that are probably not worth the amount of cardboard on the back that it's printed upon. But at any rate, we are not going to have Topps baseball cards anymore, Mark.
Yeah, for the first time in 70 years, that'll happen in about 5 years when the MLB deal consummates, 2026, I believe it is. And MLB and the Major League Players Association have signed an exclusive licensing deal with Fanatics, a very emerging company. Topps is... produce cards for, I've got probably a half a dozen boxes of cards, Scott, like you. Some pretty valuable, others like a couple boxes of commons. And I've got one box on the porch here because I haven't put it back where it belongs after the garage rebuild. I reach in and I got a Bowman card for a guy named Benny Santiago. I just wanted to reach in and see what the first player I put. It's Benny, not Benito.
Not Benito Santiago. It's Benny Santiago.
Benny Santiago from the Padres. This is a Bowman card. Of course, other companies have produced cards. Bowman, Fleer, Don Ross, and others. But it's been Topps that has been the staple. They put the lousy gum in the packages years ago.
No. Whoa.
You like the gum?
I don't know. Like is a very strong word, Mark. I thought it was just a part of the Americana of opening a pack of baseball and or football cards. But here's the problem. Here's the problem, and see if you agree, and if you want to weigh in, love to hear from you. 319-366-1600, and already people weighing in. It seemed like it was an adage that the most valuable card in the entire pack was the one that the gum was next to. Is that correct? And then the gum would somehow, self-impose itself upon the back of said card so that you couldn't read the statistics on the back, and then bringing that value down. Although I must say I have not sold a lot of them. I usually hold on to them. I'm sure my sons will be very, very happy to hear about that as they probably inherit them at some point down the line anyway. There you go. It was always the case. I didn't mind the gum, though, Mark. I got to say, I didn't mind the gum, except for the key was you could not chew the gum for more than 10 minutes.
Yeah, I guess we're at odds on the gum because I chewed it for a while and then just it's bubble gum, right?
Well, yeah. Some sort of a concoction of bubble gum. It had flour on the outside of it or some flour type thing. I don't know if that was meant to keep it lasting longer. I'm not positive on that. But you always had that white substance on the – I assume it was flour. We're going to go with that here in 2021.
Well, the trading card industry isn't what it used to be 20 years ago. I mean, you could probably take your collections, your collection, mine, to somewhere and get, I don't know what a decent price would be, but most of the cards these days are in the possession of collectors and companies. And I know there's some out there that have an extensive collection, and they're probably not buying much these days. So what's the use if you don't enjoy them? You're not going to throw them in the trash, but, the industry isn't what it used to be in terms of being able to unload some valuable cards, I don't think. But on the text line 6429, no more Topps baseball cards? Say it ain't so. I guess it's another thing we can blame on Madden, Fred. And that's the low-hanging fruit in my mind. According to Darren Revelle, a business writer who broke this story, as far as I know, he has said that reports are that MLB and the MLB Players Association both have equity stakes in Fanatics, and that Topps was offered to match the bid that Fanatics made and turned it down. I mean, when baseball cards go away for Topps, they're left with soccer. That's it.
Well, do they still do the football?
It's my understanding they do soccer and baseball.
Okay. Well, bully for MLS, man. Bully for MLS. Boo to Topps, says Ralph. I can't believe they're taking away our childhood joys. I don't know if it's Topps. I'm sure it's a money decision. We'll see. We'll see. I'm sure Major League Baseball has a stake in this as well. Total Money Grab says 70-10. Tradition means nothing to Major League Baseball. 5165. Never collected them when I was younger, but ended up with 50 Frank Viola cards after he won the World Series MVP and Cy Young. Bought them for $1 total at a flea market. That may be the Frank Viola cards right now, probably not going at top dollar.
And now you're probably losing money on that dollar investment, but I get it. I once knew a guy, this is not baseball, but for whatever reason, he decided to collect Jay Novacek cards. Hmm. He also collected almost every Nolan Ryan card that is out there. He may have every one of them. I don't know. But in football, I think Novacek had an Iowa connection that he may have been connected to, but I thought that was very odd. But there are collectors out there who latch onto a player and want every single card that is made of said player.
1527, though, says the card industry going very well right now and gives you a recommendation to take a look at, I believe, probably a Facebook group. So we'll have to do that.
I will do that, 1527.
Thank you. 8721. Maybe this is the answer to all of our prayers right now, Mark. 8721 says powdered sugar and cornstarch was that substance supposed. It was supposed to prevent sickness. Do we just need? Is the answer to the world's problems right now the global pandemic? Powdered sugar and cornstarch.
Well, you have to get three packs, not just one. You know.
I leave it to you, world. Thank you, 8721. 15 minutes past the hour of three. See, we didn't even have Topps baseball cards on the discussion sheet today as of an hour ago. And now here we are, 10 minutes into it, and we're coming up with cornstarch and powdered sugar saving the world. And, you know, what's your number one card that you have? And everyone also, by the way, Mark, has that one card that they tried to get as many as they possibly could get their hands on of a prospect. I am not too shy to admit the fact that I may own about 15 Greg Jeffries rookie cards.
I mean, there was that player that seemed to appear in every pack, right? A couple guys that I remember, it seemed like I got in every pack, Gary Geiger and Hank Aguirre, a pitcher for the Tigers. I mean, it seemed like every single time I opened a pack back in the day, there were those guys. Yeah. Not worth anything.
What's your pride and joy baseball card?
I have several. I have a Mickey Mantle card, second year, not first year, unfortunately. At one time, I had an O.J. Simpson. Well, I still have the card, an O.J. Simpson rookie card.
The juice.
About 20 years ago, went down in value dramatically. There's many others. I've got, hey, remember when they had cards on the back of Wheaties boxes?
Oh, yeah.
And I've got some of those. I didn't take very good care of them. You know, they're marked up a little bit, but. Yeah, you buy Wheaties just for the baseball cards.
Tell you what, I will go one better for you, Mark. By the way, I have an Ozzie Smith rookie card. It is not at my home, so please do not break in. it is safely put away. Not that it, you know, whatever. But that's probably my pride and joy right now. I will go one up on you on the Wheaties boxes. You remember the old DX gas stations?
I do.
DX once had they gave out football stickers, and they had a football sticker book. And I never bugged my father so much to get gas. and this was back in the 70s during the gas shortage, the mid-70s, 73, 74, 75, right in there. And, you know, I'm trying to get him to drive around so that we can go get more football stickers for this kid that didn't know any better. But
Was there a reward for filling up your book?
Oh, no, just no? Personal satisfaction. I got to have that somewhere. I don't know where it is. Not in my house, but got to be somewhere in there. 319-366-1600. Topps will not be putting out baseball cards in the near future. Tough times indeed. 6230 asks, how about the RC Cola cans with the baseball players on it? I have a few of those. few of those. From the 563 area code 0945, my favorite card is a Jackie Robinson. That would be a good
very
one.
Nice. Very nice.
Very nice. And very much to have one. 319-366-1600. That is the text line available to you. Red Man tobacco cards in the day. Very much so. Very much so. Lots to get to. By the way, more sad baseball news. As you heard at the top of the hour, Sports Center, Bill Freehand passing away. Former Detroit Tiger. Terrific major leaguer. Is he a member of the Hall of Very Good, I think, Mark? As far as his career is concerned, right there, I think, as far as the cusp is concerned, but a little bit of a local tie, as we were talking about earlier today.
Yeah, indeed, and I'm on the fence about Freehand being in the Hall of Fame, but he was just one tough customer for about 15 years. He was a catcher when Denny McClain won, 31 games in 68 on that championship team. And he was the number one catcher in Detroit for a number of years. His last year, in terms of the local connection, 1976 with the Tigers, he was the number one catcher along with John Walkenfuss and Bruce Kim from Norway. And 76, you'll remember, that was the year that Mark Fidrich came onto the scene, won 19 games. Won Rookie of the Year, if not MVP or Cy Young. I don't remember all the accolades, but he took baseball by storm. And Bruce was his personal catcher, as many of you know. And so Bruce backed up Freehand and played about the equal number of games as Walkenfuss, but always looking for that local tie-in. And 76, Freehand's last year, and Bird and Bruce Kim tie in fit well here.
Yeah. 319-366-1600. Thank you, Scott. Yes, nothing better than rolling out a Hy-Vee on the old Marion Road with a pack of cards and calling Scott and I would get on the phone with one another and say, hey, who'd you get? never put them in the spokes of my bicycle, Mark, though. I never did that.
I think I put some commons in the old bicycle every now and then, but that was cool back in the day, wasn't it?
I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. Yes, we remember the gumball machines that had the football helmets in them. 0560, as we go down memory lane here today.
So much for show planning. This story came up, 10 minutes,
yeah,
as you mentioned, maybe 10 minutes before we went on the air. And it's quite popular. I think a lot of people, many people can relate to it.
Absolutely. Very much so. And we are going to talk some college football. We will do that coming up in just a little bit. Your thoughts about how things are going to play out, some predictions of yours, and are we going to make it through the year? We're going to talk about that coming up here in just a little bit. 319-366-1600. Good news today, much anticipated. And it is now coming to fruition. And that is the fact that IndyCar is coming back to the state of Iowa. And not only one, but two races. Going to be a doubleheader next July at the Iowa Speedway. Hy-Vee, a big benefactor. They are going to be the main sponsor. Hy-Vee also coming on board in the third car for Ray Hall, Letterman, Lanigan Racing. So Hy-Vee, they kind of dipped their toe this year a little bit as far as the racing industry, especially IndyCar, which is really coming on as far as viewership and numbers at the track concerned. And Hy-Vee is jumping on board. It'll be good to see big-time racing back in Newton at Iowa Speedway again next year.
Yes, yesterday, in anticipation of the announcement, did I read this as a multi-year deal or just 1 year for Hy-Vee? Or I don't remember. I don't want to get ahead of myself too much there. But At any rate, it will be good to see racing back July 23rd and 24th of 2022. And it was a big day for not only IndyCar, but Hy-Vee and others when that announcement was made.
Yeah, and many dignitaries there today. Thank you, Todd. John Walkenfuss, he says. Must be the guy remembering, or he gets the card of that you were talking about always. A catcher, by the way, John Walkenfuss.
Yeah, he was the backup to Freehand in addition to Bruce Kim.
Indeed, indeed.
And 76, yeah.
Yeah, 325 here on the Gym Class program on KGYM. The NFL getting started tonight. By the way, we're going to get a afternoon baseball scoreboard update and a little bit of a golf update as well. We'll do that on the Emil's Hideaway scoreboard here in just a little bit. There is a NFL preseason game tonight, New England and Philadelphia from the city of brotherly love. And that will be a NFL Network game coming up tonight at 6:30. Packers making waves with their fan base today. They came out with an alternate uniform, Mark. And of course, with anything uniform-wise, 50% pretty much love it. 50% think it's the worst thing that they have ever seen.
I got to look at it, and I really like them. Now, green is my favorite color, so maybe that's why I like these particular uniforms, because they're basically green in nature with a stripe here or there, the gold helmets or yellow helmets. But I thought they were attractive. The Packers are going to debut these uniforms October 24th against the Washington football team or some other iteration if they come up with a nickname before then.
Well, I think they're okay. I'm on board with the Packers historic 50s uniforms. They're better. Were they the ones that had the blue and gold at one time? The throwback uniform? Was that? I know the Steelers had some hideous ones, but I think the Packers had some pretty bad ones. Much better these are than those were. I give it a thumbs up.
You'd have to ask our resident Packer fan, Todd Brommelkamp, about that. But I think, yeah, I'm on board with these Packer throwbacks. And the Bears have had some. Most teams have had them. And some are very good. Some are lousy. Huh.
Very true. Can't get it much better than that. 319-366-1600 here on the Thursday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. We are going to get to some college football talk. We'll do that in just a little bit. One more before we get to an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard, though. 2846. How about those 3D cards in the Raisin Brand boxes? even though this particular listener did not really care for the product. But I remember those 3D cards. You scratch the front of them a little bit, and it's like fingernails on a chalkboard as well. I can hear that noise in my head right now, as a matter of fact. But those were fun. Those were fun.
Do you own any baseball cards? Yes or no? That's the poll question today at KGYMRadio.com, brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement. Thanks to Steve Anderson and his team in Iowa City. Do you own any baseball cards? Yes or no?
And if so, would you like some Greg Jeffries rookies? please help me out with them. Anyway, 328, we need to get to an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. I wish it was better news in the South Side, but sweeping the A's is a tough thing to do. But we'll get to that and other scoreboard news. And we'll do that right now with Mark. Emil's Hideaway, they are located across from the Lindale Mall, and they are behind Taco John's and First Avenue Southeast. We got some afternoon baseball, Mark.
We do indeed, and we'll get to baseball right away. Detroit leading the Los Angeles Angels 10-9 in the seventh inning, so a couple teams there maybe positioned for the 13-run pool. Do those still exist? I don't know.
I don't think. Sometimes.
Seventh inning, now bottom of seven, Seattle leading Texas 6-2. They're tied in Kansas City. Houston and the Royals in the seventh inning, tied at 3. Royals trying to sweep that series. How about that? Right now, Oakland leading your Chicago White Sox 5-3 in the top of the eighth. Philadelphia and Arizona scoreless, middle of the fourth. One final. Tampa Bay has beaten the woeful Baltimore Orioles 7-2. And PGA Tournament Golf, the FedEx Cup playoffs are underway. The first leg, the Northern Trust, being held out in New York, New Jersey. Zach Johnson is through 9 holes in his first round. He is 1 under par through those 9 holes. He played the back end first. 2 birdies, 1 bogey on Zach's card. The lead being held right now by Harold Varner III and Justin Thomas, each at 5 under par. Big group at 4 under, Adam Scott, Mackenzie Hughes, Cameron Tringali, John Rahm, and Tony Finau, Scott.
Yeah, White Sox going for a sweep of Oakland. Not looking real good right now, but we shall see how it all plays out. Did you see Lance Lynn get tossed last night?
I did indeed. What was he doing there?
He was. They tossed him apparently for throwing his. It was. He was being checked. Umpires are now trying to do it a little bit more discreetly. So they waited until he got. They're waiting until they get close to the dugout now to, you know, search caps, mitts, what have you. And Lance was a little perturbed that he was already in the dugout when they asked to take a look at, you know, just check him out, make sure everything was okay. The perturbedness led to Lance throwing his belt, which nearly hit one of the umpires, and caused the umpire to tell Lance that you might want to take an early shower tonight.
Has anybody been, any pitcher been caught with any foreign substance?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Not many. Not many, is there?
And not for a few weeks. But, you know, and that's fine. Get checked. No big deal. No big deal. But Lance Lynn was a little perturbed that they did it where they did it and when they did it. So he wasn't going to last much longer anyway. He was at, what, 75 pitches through 3 innings. Had just gotten out of a bases-loaded, nobody-out jam somehow. But at any rate, kicked out of the ballgame last night. So there you go. 319-366-1600. We're going to take a break, come back. We're going to dive into college football and get a discussion going, a Thursday discussion with you, the listener out there. What are you expecting this year? I mean, if you want to talk about Iowa and Iowa State, you and I, that is perfectly acceptable. We would love to talk about it. But just kind of college football as a whole, coming back, full stadiums, the way it sounds. Who do you think is going to step up? Who do you think is going to take a step back? Are we going to see a full season of college football? Just your thoughts out there, and you know, who might be, if you have a prediction to throw out there for Big Ten, Big 12, college football playoff, what have you. There is nothing off limits. So we're going to talk about college football when we come back at 3:33. You're listening to The Gym Class, presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union, right here on KGYM.
Good morning, boss.
Yeah, what's good about it? We're having computer problems again, and we can't get our work done.
Call the help desk?
You mean the hold desk?
Huh?
Every time I call, they put me on hold. Or tell me someone will call me back in a couple of hours. We don't have a couple of hours.
We need to get our work done. We need help now.
Oh, in that case, you need to call IT Solutions. They don't have a help desk.
Then how do we get help?
IT Solutions continually monitors their clients' networks so they find and fix over 70% of their technology problems before they interrupt the workflow. If your current IT company says they do that, then why do they need a hold desk for you to call to tell them about your technology problems? With IT Solutions, on the rare occasions their monitoring misses something, when you call, you get help now, never a hold desk.
We need to get our work.
Learn more online at weneedhelpnow.com.
Weneedhelpnow.com.
I have yet to run into any staff member that has even appeared to be having a bad day. I mean, they're just so welcoming.
Every experience I have with them, I walk away and I'm like, gosh, they're great there.
It's the we share your values feeling Ben and Aaron get at Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust.
We made the switch to Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust, oh, roughly 5 years ago.
I hate change. I kind of fought it, but I was completely wrong.
The switch was so easy. You're actually connecting with it. With a human.
They couldn't be better at what they do.
They're a very community-minded bank. Many nonprofits were involved in. We see CRBT out there.
Every time they go above and beyond.
The kids' experience has been great as well. They send a hand-signed birthday card to each of our children on their birthday. That goes to show who Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust is.
Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust, celebrating 20 years of people you can bank on. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You're upgrading your home, planning an incredible master bath and stunning open concept kitchen. But for the backyard deck, something square? Imagination shouldn't end at the back door. Go against the grain for truly inspired outdoor living with TimberTech. Experience design versatility and technological superiority to vastly improve your home improvement. Make your outdoor living space the place to be with TimberTech from Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
3:35, back with you on the gym class here on KGYM. Thank you very much for joining us. Don't forget, right after we close up shop, it'll be the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn from 4 until 6. And that includes the 5 o'clock hour, which is KGYM's Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire and LinderTire.com. Three locations in Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell. And then we've got Twins baseball a little bit early today. Twins taking on the those New York Yankees. You always love to hear that phrase, Mark.
Not usually, but the Twins are playing very good baseball right now. Won 6 out of the last 9, maybe even better than that. But, man, oh, man, this is a Yankee team that is very, very, very tough and playing probably its best baseball of the year right now.
It is. Best record, I believe, in baseball over the last 30 days as far as the New York Yankees are concerned. And there's always a team that is the kryptonite for your particular team, and I know you've said it before that the New York Yankees would be that team as far as the Minnesota Twins are concerned. For the Sox, it's always been the Oakland A's, but I will take 3 out of 4, even if they lose today. So we'll see how that plays out as they go to the bottom of the 8th on the south side of Chicago. 3:37, going to open things up here. And by the way, yes, thank you, 8683, because he shows on the text line the hideous uniforms that the Packers had before for their throwbacks. And I was correct. I do remember seeing Aaron Rodgers in the navy blue and gold and kind of off brownish pants.
This year's are much better, almost completely green jerseys.
Much better. Much, much better. So, yeah. All right. We're going to talk some college football. And your thoughts about what you are anticipating as far as the college football year is concerned. On field, off field, who's going to do well? If you want to throw out a wild Heisman Trophy candidate or winner, you can do that. You want to talk Iowa? You want to talk Iowa State? You want to talk UNI? What have you? There is nothing off and out of bounds as far as our discussion is concerned. 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. That's the phone line as well at 319-366-1600. As we talk, we're, like I said, week zero of the college football season. We got Illinois and, Nebraska next week? Is that the Big Ten game that kicks things off?
Yes, I think UCLA and Hawaii and maybe a handful of others, yep.
Yeah, so we are not far away as far as the college football season is concerned. And again, my big concern, Mark, and I don't know if you hold the same thoughts, I'm hoping to get through the season. Of course, we were hoping last year, and then about this time, or a couple weeks earlier, the Big Ten said they were not going to play. Several other conferences said they were not going to play. And then they did an about-face, got the conference-only season with no fans in the stands, or very few fans in the stands anyway. Conferences have come out already and said that there will not be no game, no contests this year. What I am really looking at, are we going to have any forfeits? And are those forfeits going to make a big impact as far as the college football playoff landscape or the college football upper echelon is concerned, Mark? Are you going to have a team forfeit that somehow takes them out of the equation for a conference championship game and moves someone else into an equation for a conference championship game, much like Oregon last year, as far as the Pac-12 is concerned? I think, unfortunately, I don't want to see it, but I think that's a real possibility.
I've thought about that as well, and while most conferences, if not all, are going to count a situation like that as a loss, a forfeit, rather than a no contest, I thought about this. I don't know that the College Playoff Committee would say Alabama has a game it has to forfeit and finishes 11-1. I doubt that the Playoff Committee is going to look at that COVID situation, which resulted in a loss, and hold that against Alabama or any other team. I could be wrong, but I don't think it's going to look like, that Alabama lost to LSU or any other team. Perhaps Alabama won't lose a game. But, yeah, that's the thing about this is for 18 months, we don't know what's going to happen. We still don't. And I have to believe that there will be some COVID-related situation because, as we've come to know, you can be vaccinated all you want, but you can still get COVID. And who is it? Ole Miss, that's 100% vaccinated through its 200 and some odd personnel. It doesn't matter.
Can still happen.
Still test positive for COVID and maybe have an outbreak. So I pray and hope there is not a situation. We're going to have full stadiums across the country, pretty much at this point. Anyway, it's going to be a different landscape than it was in 2020, in that regard anyway. But it's the great unknown. There's no question.
And you bring up a great point and a great thought-provoking question. What if an Alabama, what if a Clemson, what if a Oklahoma, heck, what if an Iowa State, they're hoping anyway, has to, unfortunately, forfeit a contest. And that's the only loss that that team has during the season. Is it going to be held against them? I guess it all depends on how the landscape of college football plays out. If you have three or four other teams that are undefeated, then I think it's going to play against you. If you do not, then I think it won't.
I don't know. A forfeit situation has nothing to do or will have nothing to do with the play on the field. You know, you could be right. I could be right. I don't know until it plays out. But I don't think the College Football Playoff Committee will consider it in the same way as if perhaps Iowa beats Iowa State and the Cyclones win and run out. Versus if Iowa State had a COVID situation and had to forfeit, and that's their only quote-unquote loss. Mm. It'd be interesting to see how it plays out.
Yeah, it is. 319-366-1600, 8683, asking, do you think we'll see anything from Iowa's freshman Arlen Bruce this year? Good question. Had a great catch in the Kids' Day scrimmage. I think we are going to see quite a bit from that young man. I think he's too talented. If you recall, Bruce was from the Kansas City metro area, and with that area not playing football. Remember where we were last year, Mark, with people moving in and getting ready to play Iowa high school football? Helped Ankeny to win, well, along with Brody Brecht and others, a state championship for the Hawks. And did very well for Ankeny. Kind of came in as a wide receiver, yet played a lot of quarterback for that particular team. I think he's just too valuable to keep on the sidelines. I think we're going to see a lot of Arlen Bruce this year as far as the receiving core for Spencer Petras and the Hawkeyes.
And maybe special teams, who knows. But, yeah, he's a very talented individual, and there are some others that are ahead of him in experience, but maybe not many ahead of him talent-wise. Our friend Ralph in Riverside weighing in on the text line. Hopefully everyone in Iowa City is working hard, because them boys in Ames are fixing to lay a grade-A ass-whooping on the Hawks this year.
Oh, the first shot over the bow, if you will.
Well, let me throw this out in terms of the college football season. I had a meeting with my insurance agent this morning, big sports fan, and at the conclusion of our meetings, so to speak, somehow we got in a discussion. Say, for argument's sake, Iowa goes 1-1 in the first two games. Okay, period. Not 2-0, 0-2, but 1-1.
Yeah.
Which game, Iowa fans, would you like to see the Hawkeyes win more? Would it be that Indiana game, or would it be Iowa State? My agent says, no question, Iowa State. And I said, I think Indiana, it's a conference game, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What say you? Yeah.
Absolutely. I would agree. I would agree. If I had to, if you're a Hawkeye fan, picking between those two, I would say Indiana. 94-16 asking about the four-game situation and still redshirt. I believe that is still in play. I have not read that that has been discontinued. We'll see. 98-43 with a great question. What constitutes a forfeit? How many COVID cases? I think it's just basically last year a lot of it depended on your position. If you had contact tracing and there was COVID in the wide receiver room and all the wide receivers were out, you couldn't play because you didn't have a wide receiver. Didn't matter how many cases there were among your football personnel. It's just, could you put somebody out there that can play wide receiver? And again, this year, I don't think there are any set rules in place that, okay, if you have 10 cases, you cannot play, but if you have 9, you can play. I think it just depends on case to case, at least what I have read, Mark.
I have no better information than that. I think it's going to be similar to what last year played out in terms of position groups and whatnot, or the ability to put 50-some players on the field. I don't know. 86-83 on the text line. Iowa State fans can talk all they want. We still have to play the game.
Here we go.
They thought they had this 2 years ago until the big bobble on the kickoff.
Oh, man. And Matt, the Michigan fan, agreeing with us, Indiana is the game to win between the two. And Matt, being a Michigan fan, no allegiance to either side as far as that is concerned. So thank you for that. 3:48 here in the gym class, talking a little college football with you here on KGYM. I would like to, before we get to a break here, I would like to put this out there, Mark. Do you have a team? I do. And do you have a team out there that you think is kind of laying in the weeds a little bit, kind of being the dark horse out there that might make a little bit of noise?
I don't know, Van. I think there's probably a half a dozen that could break through. I'm going to be interested to see how that Cincinnati team, I think they have a Power 5 team or two on its schedule. But by and large, I mean, that's a team that could win out in the conference and be a factor in the college football playoffs. We'll see how it turns out. But I think Indiana is very dangerous if it gets off to a good start. I'm not sure it can run the table in the East by any stretch of the imagination, but it's going to be a factor, no doubt. And I'm going to be very interested to see how Iowa State plays into the picture, because everybody thinks, not everybody, but many Cyclone fans believe it's going to run the table until that Oklahoma game, and then has a better than even shot maybe of beating Oklahoma, maybe not on the road, but or is it going to disappoint? And Iowa State reached its pinnacle last year. Going to be fascinating to watch.
40-77. Take the under on the win total for both Iowa and Iowa State. They say 9-3 at best for both teams, more likely 8-4.
Wow.
Interesting. My dark horse is North Carolina. I love Sam Howell as a quarterback. I think he is an outside Heisman Trophy winning guy. Junior quarterback. Carolina's got talent. Mack Brown can coach. I know they're about, some polls have them around 10, 11-ish right there. A lot of them have them 15 or so. I think Carolina can play with Clemson this year. We'll see. I do like the Tar Heels, though.
Interesting.
Just throwing that out there, which means they'll probably get upset in their first game. We'll see. All right, we'll take a quick break, come back, a little bit more college football talk for you. When we return on the Thursday edition of the Gym Class, we are presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union here on KGYM.
Your must-see band, your lucky stadium seat, your favorite restaurant. It's all here in Minneapolis downtown. And now there's even more amazing things to do. From Target Field to First Ave, from the Sculpture Garden to the Stone Arch Bridge, we can't wait to see you, because you're the best part of our story. So book a table, grab those tickets, cheer for your team. Do what you love and find new favorites. Visit mplsdowntown.com to see what's happening. See you downtown.
Your kids grow up in the blink of an eye. Before you know it, your tiny baby has turned into a fearless toddler. Then soon that fearless toddler is a 5-year-old ready for kindergarten. And before long, they're off. Well, you don't want to think about that yet. Give your kids the best start possible by getting healthy food, nutrition counseling, breastfeeding support, and more from WIC. Learn more at idph.iowa.gov/WIC. Healthy starts here.
This is a metaphor for your business's journey. Sometimes it feels like the world is throwing everything it has at you, and to succeed, you need someone to guide you through. That's what Dell Technologies Advisors do. They have the tech advice to help you navigate whatever challenges you're up against and get you safely to where you want to be. Call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL and do more with modern devices and Windows 10 Pro.
Spicy chicken nugs. We didn't say Wendy's, but you probably thought Wendy's, and you thought right. With a unique blend of spices, these are the spicy nugs that other spicy nugs wish they were. And with Wendy's new Ghost Pepper Ranch sauce, you'll reach new levels of spicy. So you're probably thinking, where's the closest Wendy's? Get the only 6-piece spicy nuggets worthy of their name for free with purchase in the Wendy's app.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Offer must be redeemed via the Wendy's app. App download and account registration required. Not valid with other offers. See offer and app for additional terms.
We welcome you back here on the Gym Class on KGYM. Twins and the Yankees coming up at 5:30 on 107.5 FM, the Gym OT. And about 6:05, 6:10 with the first pitch from the new Yankee Stadium in the Bronx. Talking a little college football, but wanted to pass this along before we got back to that discussion here, Mark. Also today, minor league baseball, at least the iCubs, releasing their 2022 schedule, at least they have done so, and maybe just a precursor, maybe we're putting two and two together here, but the iCubs have an entire, basically the last part of the month of July on the road, or just not playing, period, due to the All-Star game. So that tells me that you're going to see the Iowa High School Baseball Championships back at Principal Park next year.
Probably no coincidence, and they couldn't make it happen this year. Thus, there were state tournaments played at Banks Field in Iowa City and Carroll. Yeah, probably not a coincidence.
Yeah, which they both did a fantastic job, But I just have a feeling that we are definitely going to see the state baseball tournament back in Des Moines coming up next year. I don't want to put the cart ahead of the horse as far as that is concerned, but I think that probably, if you read between the lines, is going to be the case. 319-366-1600. As we've been talking some college football, what people are anticipating going into the year. We got a little Iowa State friendly banter back and forth, which you can't talk college football, especially this year, without Iowa and Iowa State, and that important game being talked about a little bit. Zach Johnson update before we set sail here today, Mark. What's the latest as far as Zach in the FedEx Cup playoffs?
He is through 10 holes and still one under par on his round, playing the second hole, his 11th.
All right. Very good. So hopefully he needs a big finish in this particular event to get into the second of the three events as far as the BMW Championship is concerned, which Zach has won before, won that in Chicago. So we shall see. Do you you mentioned Cincinnati you like. How about looking into the crystal ball, do you see Iowa or Iowa State being involved in a conference championship game?
I can see Iowa State more than Iowa, but so much depends on what happens early for Iowa, and we seem to talk about this ad nauseum, that the Indiana and Iowa State games. Hey, if Iowa gets off to a 2-0 start, it's going to shoot up the rankings, and then you've got I think it's Kent State, Colorado State, to navigate before getting back into Big Ten play, something like that. Got to go to Wisconsin. A lot of, you know, maybe toss-up games. I think Iowa's going to be favored at most, but I would say Iowa State more than Iowa, but not by a lot.
I will say this. All I will say about the game in Ames is that Iowa and Iowa State, whomever comes out on the short end of that particular score, the season is not done. You could lose by three touchdowns in that particular game, but the season is not going to be done for either one of those teams. Especially, I think, as far as Iowa State is concerned, being at home, Matt Campbell's never beaten Kirk Ferentz. We've heard that, and that's obviously a game both programs are looking toward, but I think Iowa State even more because of what they have coming back and what they are anticipating as far as this year is concerned. I mean, Brad Banks and the Hawks lost to Iowa State, still went only their only loss of the year at home, if you think back to one of those great early 2000 seasons, Mark. So all is not lost, even if you lose that second game of the year.
Not at all, and you have to only have a short memory to see what Iowa did last year, dropping the first two, both winnable games, and then winning out six in a row. Michigan game was called off. The Missouri Bowl game was called off. But that's a team that could have finished winning eight in a row after dropping its first two. So, yeah, it's possible.
Yeah. All right, we will be back with you coming up on Monday as we'll get into high school football week and week zero as far as college football is concerned coming your way at that time. And Mark will be off tomorrow from 3 until 4 back on Monday. Todd and Alex coming up next right here on KGYM. They'll be on tomorrow as well from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock. So, I will rejoin you on Monday, Mark, and we will get ready for some football at that time. But take care until then. We'll talk soon.
Sounds great. I look forward to the next week and talking more football.
All right. Stay tuned. Todd and Alex coming your way next here on KGYM. Have a great night, everybody.
Napa know-how.
At Napa, get a $10 gift card when you buy a 5-quart jug of Mobil 1 motor oil for $27.99. A deal so rich.